of disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Mayday, mayday. Looks like there's going to be another war. Not any surprise, actually, if you've been paying attention for the last couple of decades. We have had a list that has been presented to us. I'm going to remind you of that clip again today. We've got a list of all the countries that we're going to take down and the order in which we're going to do it. And we seem to be on schedule with that. Nothing's changing. We had Benjamin Netanyahu, the head of I guess his title is it president, prime minister? I'm not sure. I think it's prime minister. Did a dog and pony show yesterday. He pulled down the curtain and he showed documents that he said they had taken out of Iran that showed that they had a nuclear weapons program. Well, that's nothing new. The question is whether or not that nuclear weapons program is continuing. We have had, as recently as a month ago, intelligence agencies in both the United States and Israel say that it was not continuing. So we're going to take a look at that narrative. We're going to take a look at the narrative that's been sold to us by the military-industrial complex, by John McCain. Remember when he was running for president? And he got up and sang, bomb, 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 Iran. That was 2007, 11 years ago. Nothing has really changed. And as we look at this, what does this really mean for us? Has anything really changed in terms of the tyranny that we're experiencing here at home? Has anything really changed in terms of the military-industrial complex? You know, they were very concerned on Friday, as I pointed out yesterday, $10 billion of stock equity lost in the biggest five military-industrial complex corporations on Friday because they were worried that peace was going to break out. Well, John Kelly has now dissuaded President Trump from bringing 25,000 American troops home from South Korea. Not going to be any peace dividend there. That's reported by Breitbart News. And as we look at the march ahead into war, because what we saw yesterday, and we're going to talk about the presentation of Benjamin Netanyahu, certainly Iran is not you get into this situation, and it isn't a binary choice. It's like, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, as W said. Well, that's not the choice. It is not a binary choice. Is Iran a good guys? No, they're not. And we have made them far worse than they ever were. Remember, in the 1950s, we overthrew their democratically elected government. They became even more radical after we put in the Shah, after we trained their secret police, our CIA trained their SAVAK, and they became even more radical. Not quite as radical as Muammar Gaddafi. You know, they didn't shoot down an American airline or a British airline like Gaddafi did. As a matter of fact, the U.S. shot down one of their civilian airlines by accident. I believe that was the same type of thing that happened with Flight 800. Nevertheless, it's hard to cover up things like that when it's done to another country. When it's done to your own people, you can cover up things like that. But it was done by accident. They didn't stage any retaliations, any terrorist attacks in response to that. Don't seem to be as dangerous as Muammar Gaddafi. And yet, when you look at the nuclear programs in Iran and in North Korea, and we got John Bolton saying, we need to follow the same path with North Korea that we did with Libya. It's like, if that's what you're planning, that wasn't very wise to say that. Any idiot can look at this. And of course, people who have watched North Korea have said that is exactly what Kim Jong-un is concerned about, that they're going to take his nuclear weapons and then give him the Gaddafi treatment. And how have things turned out in Libya in the wake of removing Muammar Gaddafi? Are things better? No, they aren't. As a matter of fact, Libya is one of the worst places in the Middle East. That's how our regime change goes. We got a clip for you coming up as we talk about this. We're going to play a clip, an exchange back and forth between Rand Paul and Wolf Blitzer. Rand Paul talks about the moral and constitutional cases that need to be made before we go to war. And Wolf Blitzer comes back and says, but if you were to do that, we would lose a lot of jobs. Ah, that is the essence. That's the money quote for the day. We're going to play that clip for you. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. And if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in that the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this May Day. You know, usually it's marked with International Workers' Day. You have the communist dictators do their military parades to impress on us how strong they are. Not as much of that this year as typically. But it is May Day in the other sense of the word. You know, going back to the 1920s, May Day, May Day, May Day, a sign of international distress. They needed something that would be easily recognized on the poor radios of the day. So they came up with that phrase, which really was kind of derived, many people say, from the French term for help me. And yeah, it is a sign of distress. And so now as we're looking at this, and we're going to talk in the next segment about Benjamin Netanyahu. And as he pulled back the curtain on what he said were Iranian documents showing that there is an ongoing nuclear program that did not stop, but he maintains that it is ongoing. And what we have here is we're kind of two different divisions. We have the UK, France, and Germany saying we need to stay in this Iranian deal. You have the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia saying, no, we don't. And we need to take out Iran as well. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on in North Korea. We're going to talk about the oil oligarchs. What are going to be the consequences if we put a sanction on Iranian oil? Or even better, let's just set all the oil fields in the area on fire. Take them offline. Saudi Arabia would love that. You know, Israel is looking at Iran as an existential threat to them militarily. Saudi Arabia sees them as an existential threat economically. What I believe is behind this alliance there. But before we get into the intelligence assessments, let's listen to the guy who was the global technical head of the NSA. And not only does William Binney know what is happening, and one of the biggest critics of government surveillance because he knows what they're doing. He watched East Germany do this to their citizens. He has said that what we have is already far worse than what they ever had in East Germany because of the technological advantages that we have. And so let's listen to some clips of a interview that William Binney had with News Voice. I've interviewed him many times. Alex Jones has interviewed him many times. William Binney is a man of the utmost integrity and knowledge about what is going on. He laid everything on the line to tell the American people the danger that is before us from our own government, not from government's monsters abroad, but from our own government. And the American public responded with a collective, meh, we don't care. We don't care. So let me play this again for you. Here's William Binney talking about the Fairview Surveillance Program.
I want to ask you a question about the Fairview surveillance program. Is it still running today? And if it is it being used at this present moment in time to listen to the conversation we are having?
Yes. Plus, of course, what the name of the program is that the British do. The equivalent also picks it up, so they get multiple sources. But yeah, it's currently being used, and right now it's getting kind of noticed over here in the U.S. because they use it against the Trump administration.
Oh yeah,
even before they came into office, they were spying on them using that program. So, you know, it's a It's simply now they're getting noticed and talking about this stuff simply because the politicians are getting hit with it. Us poor people who go to jail, according to Feinstein, they put thousands of people in jail using this program. Those poor suckers, they just don't, you know, they don't count, right? They're not a member of the Department of Just Us. Yeah. The Congress expects to be there. And so now that they're just being attacked with it, they're starting to talk about it.
And it is, it has been the confession of Michael Hayden. And I played this for you almost every day. I played it yesterday. I'm going to play it again because you need to hear this over and over again. Michael Hayden saying, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. Think about this. William Binney just said, yeah, they used the Fairview surveillance program against President Trump even before he took office. He was an interesting person. And so was General Flynn. They will use it to set up or take out anybody. Here's Michael Hayden bragging about the fact that this isn't to get the terrorists. This is to get the politicians and the people they don't like, the people who are enemies of the deep state.
This is not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear, okay? NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people. People...
Oh, yeah, isn't that funny? Interesting people. They laugh. And as he went on to say, William Binney was talking about Telegram, talking about how in Iran, and we're going to be talking about Iran in the next segment, they banned it. They felt that it was being used to incite and encourage revolution. They're nervous about what the USA is doing. They're surrounding them in the Middle East, so they banned it. And he has this to say about metadata.
How can, for our audience listening, how can our audience protect themselves on a daily basis? Just how can they protect? How can they protect the data on their email, on their phone? Is it possible to actually protect any of that stuff?
I find that hard to believe that you could do it against NSA and GCHQ because, you know, the products you buy have the penetrating weaknesses that they already know about. So, you know, if they're coming after you specifically, then, you know, sure, they would want to use those attacks against you. And I don't know how you could resist them without knowing a heck of a lot more, certainly more knowledge about it than I have.
So, here's a global technical head of the NSA.
Through the Bull Run program, I think it was called, they have backdoors into all, into the crypt systems. So that, I mean, in one case, I remember about 8 years ago, a compromise came out that, They were showing some of the development of a crypt system, and they had some data on it, and they published it. And it showed that there were keys, public keys and then private key, and also a key in the middle called NSA. So that was the NSA key. So what that meant was they may have software in there that says, hey, when you think you're using your key, you're really using our key, and we can read everything you say.
Sure. So, you know, they got their own special backdoor. Let's hold that there because I want to get some of these other clips. And remember, when we had the Snowden leaks, it was not put in the U.S. press. It was put in the German press. Some people in the U.S. picked it up. We had the three files from the NSA saying, who would have thought in 1984, and they show the iconic 1984 commercial from Apple. Then second slide was that this would become Big Brother, and they had Steve Jobs holding up his iPhone. And then the third one was, and that they would line up to pay for it, and they show the crowds at the Apple store. Yes, it has been there all along. And as he pointed out, as Michael Hayden pointed out, yeah, we're interested in interesting people, not bad people. William Binney said, if they're coming after you because they think you're interesting, or even if they think that you're bad, I mean, occasionally they do go after bad people, I guess. But if they come after you as an individual, yeah, there's not really much that you're going to be able to do about that. They're interested in you, however, as a herd. They want that metadata. And as you see the people like James Clapper saying, oh, well, we're just trying to get the metadata. We're not really interested in you personally. No, they're interested in you as a group. And when we come back and we start talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, about the information that he gave, they want to know if you believe that as a group. Is their narrative working? Do you believe the Syrian gas charges? Do you believe that Skripal and his daughter were gassed in the U.K.? Do you believe the stuff that they're selling? Is it working? Do they need to adjust it? If they adjust it, does it work? That is a big part of why they want to track you with that. All right, we don't have time for what he has to say with the other clips. Maybe we'll play them later in the program. He goes on to talk about former CIA Director Bill Casey. They used to call him Wild Bill. He was one of the founders of the OSS, a predecessor to the CIA. He was Ronald Reagan's CIA director. He was the one who set up Iran-Contra. Funny how things don't change. We just keep going back to the same MO of all this stuff. And of course, William Casey, Wild Bill, said, "We'll know when our propaganda campaign has succeeded, when everything and everyone in the country believes what everyone in the country believes is false. And they will know what everyone in the country believes because they will be monitoring your metadata to see if you agree with their false narrative." We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5 year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at PowerReviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, just bringing back the oldies there for you a little bit. It's not just the Beach Boys, but it's our own Dr. Strangelove, John McCain, who is singing that. Bomb, bomb, Iran. Let's play that clip of John McCain back in 2007 as he's getting ready to run for president, giving his take on the Beach Boys.
That old Beach Boys song, Bomb Iran. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's our guy. That's our own Dr. Strangelove. He learned to stop worrying and love the bomb. And he has loved the bomb everywhere. Anywhere we can bomb, let's go bomb them. Not just Iran, but anywhere. Let's take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. And, of course, as I pointed out in the last segment, Bill Casey, Ronald Reagan's own CIA man, one of the founders of the CIA, as a matter of fact, one of the guys that was there with the OSS, had said that we'll know that our job is finished when everything the public believes is a lie. And our understanding of what's going on with Iran typically as a country begins with a takeover by the radical mullahs of the American embassy in Tehran. But it actually goes back quite a bit before that. It goes back to the 1950s when we overthrew their democratically elected government. It was a little bit too nationalist for us. Didn't like our multinational oil companies, been on the socialist side, so they took that out and they put in the Shah of Iran. He would give America and its multinational oil corporations anything that they wanted. And then we, in turn, helped them by having the CIA train their secret police, ruthless secret police, the Savak. After that went on for a while, that gave rise to the radical mullahs. Kind of like when we took out Muammar Gaddafi, and then we got something far worse. And that seems to be what happens when we do these regime changes. It continually makes the Middle East more dangerous. Isn't that interesting how our foreign policy works in the long term like that? So we wound up, after we overthrew their elections, put in a dictator puppet regime, we wound up with the radical mullahs. They took over the embassy. They took down the Carter administration. All that was happening as OPEC and the Saudis are raising the prices of oil, taking down our economy. That may happen again if we set the Middle East on fire. And then we had Ronald Reagan come along with Iran-Contra, also orchestrated by Bill Casey. Yeah, it's funny. Things really don't change too much. So we had yesterday a presentation by Benjamin Netanyahu. We're going to take a look at that. A report from Washington Times was saying yesterday that Israel was ready to bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Israeli defense officials have told their American and Russian counterparts that if Iranian-backed forces attack Israel from inside Syria, Jerusalem will not hold back from retaliating with direct strikes against Tehran or other targets in Iran. They delivered the message ahead of the national security statement that was given by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in response to Iranian threats to hit Israel after recent strikes on Tehran-backed assets in Syria. So as we're looking at this, this came out, of course, there's been a lot of bombing of Hezbollah positions in Syria for the past 3 years as this war has been going on there. But they pointed out that they reached new heights in February, the Washington Times points out, after Israeli officials claimed an Iranian-armed stealth drone was intercepted and downed over Israel. An Israeli F-16 fighter jet was in turn shot down by anti-aircraft fire from inside Syria during an apparent retaliatory airstrike claimed by Iranian sources. Now, yesterday, as Netanyahu is about to give his presentation, Israel closed airspace near the Syrian border, and they said there was going to be dramatic news about Iran. So we're going to point out what that is. And Zero Hedge, this is an article where they were tipping what was coming yesterday. They said BB's speech, or it'd be Netanyahu's speech, is something that is going to build the case for Trump to go after Iran. And that is basically, they've been tipping their hands, that's what they're going to do. And as this is all happening, as they're closing the border, closing the airspace near the Syrian border, giving the speech, what happened to oil? It surged. You understand that the Israelis are concerned about Iran for an existential threat in terms of an attack. The Saudis are allied in this because they see an existential threat of cheap oil. They must have, and it's an economic existential threat for the Saudis. That's why they are in on this. All right, so we had Netanyahu say that he has conclusive proof that Iran lied about its nuclear weapons program. He accused Iran of lying to the world about its weapons program both before and since the 2015 nuclear deal. After Israeli intelligence, he said, stole 100,000 files from a secret atomic archive in Tehran. Here's Benjamin Netanyahu's presentation yesterday, part of it.
You can listen to Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani.
Nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction have no place in Iran's security and defense doctrine and contradict our fundamental religious and ethical convictions.
This is repeated by Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif.
We didn't have any program to develop nuclear weapons. Anyway, we consider nuclear weapons both irrational as well as immoral.
Well, tonight I'm here to tell you one thing. Iran lied. Big time. After signing the nuclear deal in 2015, Iran intensified its efforts to hide its secret nuclear files. Now, from the outside, this was an innocent-looking compound. It looks like a dilapidated warehouse. But from the inside, it contained Iran's secret atomic archives locked in massive files. Actually, they're a little bigger than this, okay? A few weeks ago, in a great intelligence achievement, Israel obtained half a ton of the material inside these vaults. And here's what we got.
We just pulled off the curtain.
55,000 pages.
Of notebooks. And another curtain.
Another 55,000 files.
Of disks.
On 183 CDs.
All right, so he goes on to talk about things that he found in the documents, a program that he said was allegedly shut down, but continued. He said that he had a ton of information. Well, actually, half a ton of information. 55,000 pages, 55,000 electronic documents. He said that Israeli spies had pulled off one of the biggest ever intelligence achievements by getting the files out of Tehran. Yeah, that's half a ton of stuff they smuggled out of there. He gave no details about how they ended up in Israeli hands or how they smuggled it out. The project that he was talking about was Project Ahmad. It was supposedly shelved in 2003, but elements of it, he said, have been secretly continued and remain functional to this day under the direction of the same Iranian scientist, the same one who was heading it before, is now doing it, he pointed out in the research, and is continuing this. So the question is this true or not? When we come back, we're going to take a look at it. I am always skeptical when I am told about these reports that mandate that we have to go to war. I mean, you know, to one degree, it doesn't really matter whether or not I believe it. It doesn't matter whether or not you believe it. This is something that they're putting out there. They have made up their mind what they're going to do. And neither in Israel or in the United States does the public get a chance to voice their opinion when we go to war. Mayday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
So the question is, was the information that Benjamin Netanyahu showed yesterday, was that new evidence? Or is it evidence of an old design of regime change? I played in the last segment, back in 2007, John McCain singing Bomb, 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 Iran. Also in 2007, in March of 2007, we had Wesley Clark tell us what the plans were. I want to review that for you so that you see that this is an old design. This is something that has been known now for quite some time. It was old when he revealed this information 11 years ago. Here's Wesley Clark.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, "No. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They've just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. The truth is about the Middle East is, had there been no oil there, it would be like Africa. Nobody is threatening to intervene in Africa. The problem is the opposite. We keep asking for people to intervene and stop it. And there's no question that the presence of petroleum throughout the region has sparked great power involvement. Whether that was the specific motivation for the coup or not, I can't tell you, but there was definitely, there's always been this attitude that somehow we could intervene and use force in the region.
And I absolutely believe that that is the motivation for Saudi Arabia. They need a higher price of oil. And what better way to do it than to renew sanctions against Iran, hopefully to set their oil fields on fire. And so there's nothing really new about this. You could say that that was a figment of Wesley Clark's imagination. You could say that it was a conspiracy theory, except that now, 11 years later, it looks pretty prophetic, doesn't it? Pretty much been proven accurate. We've seen this. Now, the question is this new information? These are old plans. Is this new evidence, new information? The IAEA, the Atomic Energy Inspectors, International Inspectors, has consistently said that Iran is abiding by the terms of the agreement. They say since it went into effect in January of 2016, reported the Telegraph of the UK, it last certified Iran's compliance in February of this year. Senior U.S. and Israeli military officers have also said in recent weeks that the Iran deal may be flawed, but it is achieving its central purpose of stopping Iranian progress towards a nuclear weapon. Right now, the agreement, with all of its faults, is working and putting off realization of the Iranian nuclear vision by 10 to 15 years, says General Gadi Eisenkot, head of the Israeli military, in an interview on March the 30th, a month ago. So, remember that Netanyahu was the guy who tried to sell us the fear of an Iranian bomb once by using a Wile E. Coyote Acme bomb cartoon picture. And so when I look at this, when I look at the lies that we have been fed in just the last week or so, forgive me if I am skeptical about this. Just because the U.S. government or the Israeli government or the British government or the French government tells me something, I don't necessarily believe it. And of course, I'm not going to be shown the evidence, and neither are you, if they have any evidence of this. They will show it to themselves. They'll say they have made their determination, and they will proceed without any involvement of you, the public. And many of you are fine with that. I'm not. Netanyahu says the files show that Iran lied big time about developing nuclear weapons. They say the CNBC says a trove of data did not contain new information that was not known to diplomats who negotiated the landmark Iranian nuclear deal in 2015. Iran watchers said the press conference appeared calculated to embolden Trump to scrap the accord. Yes, it was a PR show. Absolutely was. I mean, whether you believe this evidence or not, the purpose of the show was to give a public face to what they have already decided to do. It's quite clear they've already decided to do it. President Trump said he was proven 100% right by the evidence that was put there by Netanyahu. He says that doesn't mean we won't negotiate a real agreement. He said that's a horrible agreement for the United States, including the fact, and he was talking to the Nigerian president, including the fact, Mr. President, that we gave Iran $150 billion and $1.8 billion in cash. And he said Nigeria would like some of that. President Trump, Americans would like some of that. is our money. It doesn't belong to Nigeria. It doesn't belong to Iran. Some of that belonged to Iran. It was frozen when they took over the embassy as an act of war. But, you know, what about America first? Or is it America last? When I look at what's happening here in terms of foreign policy, this is looking like every Republican administration we've ever seen. Yeah, we get big tax cuts, we get big spending increases, we get big military budgets, and we get more wars. That is what we have seen for the last 17, 18 years, regardless of whether it's Republican or Democrat in the White House, or whether or not it's a populist president who said he would put America first. President Trump said, I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing, but I think a lot of people know. Yeah, I think we do too. I think we do. On or before the 12th, we will make the decision. The White House said on Monday these facts are consistent with what the United States has long known. Iran has a robust clandestine nuclear weapons program that it has tried and failed to hide from the world and from its own people, said the White House statement. They went on to say, of course, the British said, we have never been naive about Iran and its nuclear intentions. And, of course, you know, you look at this Iranian deal that was put in by Obama. I'm very suspicious of that myself. Valerie Jarrett was one of the leading influences in the Obama administration. She was born in Iran. Her American presence, her American parents left Chicago because they hated America. They hated America so much that they went to the people who were shouting death to America on a daily basis. And again, that is a product of what we have done to exacerbate relationships between the U.S. and America. Everything that we do just builds towards a climax, towards a war, because that's what the military-industrial complex wants. That's what the people who produce the oil want. They want chaos. They want war. And everything we do pushes us toward that. But Valerie Jarrett's parents hated the United States, so they went to live in Iran. She was born there. She grew up there. I'm very suspicious of that Iranian deal. I don't think it's in our best interest, but I don't think war is in our best interest either. Britain said we've never been naive about Iran and its nuclear intentions. That's why the IAEA inspection regime agreed as part of the Iran nuclear deal. It is one of the most extensive and robust in the history of international nuclear accords, said a British government spokesperson. They said the lion's share of the briefing focused on what he said was past nuclear work and alleged obfuscation by Iran. The head of the European Union's foreign policy portfolio said, what I've seen from the first reports is that Prime Minister Netanyahu has put into question Iran's compliance with the commitments, meaning post-2015 nuclear commitments. Have things changed? Have they been verified? Again, we had American and Israeli officials less than a month ago say that wasn't happening. But we'll have more when we come back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the veracity of these reports that were given by Netanyahu. Let's take a look at who Netanyahu is. But I think it's interesting, as we see the people who are wanting to keep this Iranian agreement, the British, the French, the Germans, they said the nuclear agreement is not based on assumptions of good faith or trust. It is based on concrete commitments, on verification mechanisms, and a strict monitoring of facts done by the IAEA. The IAEA has published 10 reports certifying that Iran has fully complied with its commitments. See, I also think it's very interesting that as President Trump was talking about equalizing the tariffs between the U.S. and China on things like steel and aluminum, you heard Wall Street and the banks cry bloody murder. Oh, this is a trade war to equalize the tariffs. So it's like, well, China can either stop charging us 25% on goods that we charge 2.5% to them on if they come the other direction. They can lower it, or we will raise it to the level that they're doing. Oh, that's a trade war. But you don't hear any complaints from Wall Street or the banks when we have sanctions put out there by Nikki Haley based on a lie of a nerve gas poisoning in the UK, putting sanctions on aluminum that causes German and Japanese automobile manufacturers to panic. Where are we going to get the aluminum to build our cars? Shutting down an aluminum plant in Ireland because it's owned by a Russian company, the second largest aluminum producer in the world, completely shutting that down, criminalizing the purchase of that. That's not a problem. But if you put a 10% tariff, oh, that's a problem, they said. Why? Why is that? Well, because equalizing the trade structures is not a trade war. It's something that actually reverses the long-going trade war that has been conducted by the globalists against the United States. But they do want real war. When they talk about a war with Iran, oh, you either hear crickets or you hear applause from the Wall Street bankers and that crowd. And so when we look at who is Benjamin Netanyahu, I want to play for you a clip from a few years ago by an individual who's now deceased, Barry Kamish, talking about where Netanyahu came from. Is this a guy that is allied with the bankers, with the Council on Foreign Relations, with the typical forever war globalists? Here's what he had to say about Netanyahu.
Yes, sir. Netanyahu.
Also 2007.
Working for the CFR since he was 24 years old. He was a student at MIT when Ira Magaziner came up to him and gave him a great job at the First Boston Group. Big job. And he quit after 6 months. He was earning $150,000 a year. He quit to come back to Israel and sell tables and ottomans and rim furniture for $15,000 a year. And no one quite understood that. It was kind of a silly decision. But then he organized an anti-terror conference. And who came? Remember, Netanyahu was nothing then. Nothing. George Bush comes, and George Shultz comes, and Richard Pearl comes. The highest levels of the CFR come to his conference. Conference ends, he's back to selling tables and ottomans. But then in 1982, something fantastic happens. Moshe Arends, who was the ambassador to Washington, appoints Netanyahu deputy ambassador. Now, let me tell you, there was a real hubris in the foreign ministry. There were a lot of foreign ministry people wanted to know why a furniture salesman gets to be the second highest diplomat in the world. That he was selling furniture at RIM. And that's never happened before, where you take a furniture salesman and you make him the second most powerful ambassador in the world. And some people waited 20 years for that spot to open up. So Arends was forced to answer, and it's in my book, by the way. Those of you who were lucky enough to get Traitors to Carpetbaggers actually have the quote. But Arends said that Shultz and Bush were very impressed by his handling of the conference, and they told me to give him the deputy ambassadorship.
Oh, there we go. So the upper levels of the Republican neocon establishment liked that speech. They came to a speech that was an event that was organized by a guy who was working at a furniture store after he'd worked for Ira Magaziner and the CFR in America. A little bit of background there on the guy who has shown us the cartoon bombs and now has has pulled back the curtain. Well, let's pull back the curtain a little bit on who he is. And then the White House on Monday night had to revise their public statement. It's kind of interesting because earlier in the day, after the dog and pony show by Benjamin Netanyahu, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders released the initial statement. It said this: these facts are consistent with what the United States has long known. Iran has a robust clandestine nuclear weapons program that it has tried and failed to hide from the world and from its own people. However, they later corrected that and changed it from has to had. Oh. Just one letter, but it makes a big difference. After the statement was sent out, the White House posted a slightly adjusted, no, it's not slightly adjusted, it's a big adjustment. The altered version changed the word has to had, so the statement reads, Iran had a robust clandestine nuclear weapons program that it has tried and failed to hide from the world and from its own people. According to NBC News, a White House official blamed a clerical error for the wrong tense. Well, it makes all the difference in the world because that was the essence of Benjamin Netanyahu's presentation, was that it was ongoing. And it was also yesterday that even though a committee rejected a bill which would allow Netanyahu or the prime minister to declare war in extreme situations with only the approval of the defense minister and not having to go before their legislature, the Knesset. Well, the Knesset came in, and even though it was rejected by the committee, they approved yesterday, late Monday, in favor of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's request to grant him the authority to declare war with only the defense minister's approval in extreme situations. So understand, whether or not you believe the presentation of Benjamin Netanyahu, whether or not you believe that there is an ongoing program there, they're not going to show you the evidence. They're going to show you the wall of folders and they're going to show you the floppy disk that they said that they got from that. But it really doesn't matter whether you believe that or not, because your opinion, if you're American or Israeli, doesn't matter to these people. There will not be a debate. There will not be a discussion as to whether there is a reason to go to war or what winning the war looks like. What is it going to look like when we change the regime in Syria? What is it going to look like when we change the regime in Iran? What did it look like when we changed the regime in Libya? Oh, let's not talk about that. Or Iraq or Afghanistan. Let's play the clip from Rand Paul. This is what this is really about, folks. Rand Paul and Wolf Blitzer. Rand Paul talks about what is going on in Yemen, because that is the Saudi war that's going on right now in Yemen. And Wolf Blitzer brings it back to what it's really all about. Here's Rand Paul and Wolf Blitzer.
We are refueling the Saudi bombers. So we are essentially part of the bombing campaign. We're helping them choose targets, and we are refueling the Saudi bombers that are dropping the bombs. It is said that thousands of civilians have died in Yemen because of this. Yes, we need to have a debate over this.
So for you, this is a moral issue, because you know there's a lot of jobs at stake. Certainly, if a lot of these defense contractors stop selling warplanes, other sophisticated equipment to Saudi Arabia, there's going to be a significant loss of jobs and revenue here in the United States. That's secondary from your standpoint.
It's all about the military-industrial complex. Wolf Blitzer makes it pretty clear to Rand Paul. You're talking about ethics. You're talking about legality. You're talking about the Constitution. Man, this is about the military-industrial complex. Let's not get things confused here. Wolf Blitzer brings it home. You know, every once in a while, it's important to watch CNN, isn't it? Revelation of method. It's going to happen one way or the other, folks. And here's what's happening with the United States. We had last week General Joseph Votel, commander of CENTCOM, the U.S. military command for the Middle East, was in Israel. It was the first time ever that a CENTCOM commander has gone to Israel. Usually they work with the European command, EUCOM. Yes, and then we had CIA director and now Secretary of State Pompeo visited Israel. A few hours after his visit, Israel bombed two ammunition depots in Syria, supposedly related to Iran, a clear attempt to provoke Iran into some reaction. And I want to play for you a clip from Pompeo when we come back as to what he says this is about. But remember, going back to September 2002, what Netanyahu told us. Netanyahu said in 2002, there is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and working and advancing towards the development of nuclear weapons. No questions whatsoever, said Netanyahu. But trust him. He's got the curtain pulled back on the evidence. We'll be right back.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at this as we move forward, to say that I have skepticism about what Netanyahu put out there is, to put it mildly. However, that's not to say that Iran is a good country. It's not to say that they're not dangerous. We have made them very dangerous. They are a wounded animal, and we're going to make them a lot more dangerous, just like we did in Libya, just like we're about to do in Syria. That is the purpose of our foreign policy. You may think that our foreign policy has failed for a couple of decades. No, it's doing exactly what it was designed to do, to create chaos, to create profits for the banks and for the oil companies, the big multinational corporations, and to shut down any idea that we're going to put America first. No, it's going to be business as usual. The American empire, bring it on. Keep the bureaucracy just the way they are and bring on the American empire. We've got to have some more wars to keep this thing going. How many plates can we spin at a time until we take America down? You know, the foreign wars that we have going are an existential threat to the United States. You may not think that they are, because it's been a long time since we've had anybody shooting each other on American soil. Going back to the Civil War, all the wars that we've been involved in, even though we've had a lot of casualties in World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, even though we had a lot of casualties in those wars, we had a lot of casualties in Iraq. We had several thousand people die there. We had a lot of people wounded there and in Afghanistan. But that's not something that the American people really think about seriously. We don't take war as seriously as the people who have experienced it in more recent history. People like Russia, for example. I remember the reports, I think it was Mark Dice who did that, talking to people in California. Americans are pretty cavalier about war, about nuclear war even. Not the Russians. They think we're crazy, and we are. We think that we can do this, just as Lindsey Graham says, and all the fighting will be over there. No problem. It's going to be about the jabs. Yeah, exactly what Wolf Blitzer is saying. Well, let me tell you something. We are bankrupting this country. We are morally, ethically, and legally bankrupt as well. We are creating, with these American empire wars, we are creating a hollowed out caricature of what America should be. All that stuff is going to come back to haunt us. Let's play what Pompeo said as he visited Israel. Very first thing he did, as soon as he got signed in as Secretary of State, he headed to Israel. Here's what he had to say.
Many of our conversations today, Mr. Prime Minister, as you said, centered on Iran. Strong cooperation with close allies like you is critical to our efforts to counter Iran's destabilizing and malign activity throughout the Middle East, and indeed throughout the world. We remain deeply concerned about Iran's dangerous escalation and threats to Israel and the region, and Iran's ambition to dominate the Middle East remains. The United States is with Israel in this fight. Regarding the JCPOA, President Trump has been pretty clear. This deal is very flawed. He's directed the administration to try to fix it. And if we can't fix it, he's going to withdraw from the deal. It's pretty straightforward. Where the barbaric Assad regime is propped up by Iran, the United States' top priorities are to defeat ISIS, de-escalate violence, deter the use of chemical weapons, and ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid, and support an ultimate political resolution to the conflict. Our strategy to do that remains unchanged.
So as soon as he becomes Secretary of State, he heads off and he goes to Saudi Arabia and he goes to Israel. I think he went to Saudi Arabia first. It might have been the other way around. I don't know if he went to Israel first or went to Saudi Arabia first. But the clown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, said the Palestinians should shut up and take the Trump deal. He said the Palestinian leadership should accept whatever peace terms are offered by the United States and stop complaining. Yeah, because he has an existential threat, and that is the price of oil. And he has been successful in that. If they can get, at the very least, whether or not they get war, if they can at least get sanctions on Iran's oil exports and on their central bank, Saudis and the Federal Reserve are going to be real happy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we have Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America coming up in the next hour.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America coming up in the next segment. I want to continue and finish up where we are right now, because we've talked about the back and forth between Israel and Iran. Let's talk about why Saudi Arabia doesn't want this. And let's take a look at the North Korean situation. Is peace about to break out there? Will there be a peace dividend? And what is happening with China? China this morning announced that they were the Dominican Republic has been bought, diplomatically bought, by China. They gave them a little bit over $3 billion, and the Dominican Republic, which was one of only about 20 countries, most of them small countries in the Caribbean and Pacific, had recognized Taiwan. China wants Taiwan. It is a point of pride for them. And the Taiwanese are very concerned there's going to be military action taken against them. And it's going to be a new hot flashpoint. You think we're headed for peace? Look at Syria. Look at Iran. Look at Taiwan. And the Chinese government went in and said, hey, we'll give you $3 billion if you say you don't recognize Taiwan as a sovereign nation and you only recognize China. It is very, very important for them. So we're going to talk about what's going on with that, as well as the oil oligarchs. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. It keeps us independent. We have several specials there. We have BrainForce Plus, 25% off. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 25% off. We also have Bod Ease, 25% off. And we have several specials that are centered around Super Male Vitality, 50% off if you buy that by itself, or you can get Super Male Vitality in a combo pack and get 50% off the combo. You can get Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill, 50% off of both of those. You can also get Super Male Vitality and Alpha Male and get 50% off of the combination of those. And finally, we have a special on InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You can get a free Alexa Pure Pro water filter. That's the big gravity feed water filter. It's the one I use with my family at home. That's about a $200-some-odd value. You can get that for free when you purchase a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. It is storable for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, and the best packaging you're going to find anywhere in storable food. It's even resealable after you open it. It's not going to last another 25 years, but it's resealable with the packaging that's there for a few days after you break that initial seal. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It keeps our information free and independent. All right, let's talk about what's happening and what may happen here in America. Of course, People don't expect that if we go to war against Syria or against Iran, that we are going to have bombs being dropped in America. I mean, we could be surprised, but they don't expect that to happen. So most of the public doesn't really pay any attention to that. There may be other types of consequences. However, if we go back, any of you who are old enough to remember the 1970s, the stagflation of the Jimmy Carter years as OPEC increased the price of oil, as all that unrest was happening, well, things like that are already starting to happen now. We have Vancouver sees gas prices nearing $8 a gallon. Now, that's Canadian dollars. That'd be about $6.21 U.S. Still, $6 a gallon. And again, they have high taxes there, so you can knock off about $1.50 per gallon. You're still talking just under $5 a gallon in Vancouver. They say these are the highest prices we have ever seen in Vancouver. We are in uncharted territory here, and they believe that it's going to go even higher this summer. We had an oil hedge fund manager, Andurand, said $300 per barrel oil is not impossible. He said the current reluctance of energy companies to invest in new production means that $300 a barrel oil was not impossible within a few years. So he's not looking at this in terms of, well, what if we have sanctions on Iranian oil? What if we have the Iranian oil fields set on fire? Well, that would, Saudi Arabia would love that, wouldn't they? They'd be back in the catbird seat again for sure with that. And he put out a series of tweets on Sunday talking about how he said the oil companies are concerned about the impact of electric vehicles on future demand. And so they were limiting their investment and projects with long lead times. Let me tell you something. Saudi Arabia is worried about that as well. That's why they're so desperate to get the price of oil up high with artificial events like this. He said, so no, $100 in oil will not kill the economy. He said, we need $100 plus oil to encourage enough investments outside the U.S. Let me just remind you, in the stagnant economy, worldwide economy that Barack Obama presided over, the Saudis continued to pump oil because they wanted to put out, put American domestic production out of business. It turns out that producers here in America had a much lower production cost than the Saudis did. And as they continued to keep production up in the face of weak demand, we saw the price of oil continue to go down. I think it was August of 2016. The low point was $26 per barrel. It is now up to $75 a barrel. The Saudis need it at $100 per barrel. And that's why this guy is saying, no, it's not going to kill the economy. we need it higher than that, as a matter of fact. And a spokesperson for him declined to comment on the tweets, and they were later removed from his Twitter account. Maybe a little bit too much candor there as to what's going on. His comments, as they point out in this article from Bloomberg, his comments echo those of the Saudi oil minister, Khalid al-Falah, who earlier this month suggested prices could rise further from their current level close to $75 a barrel without doing economic damage. Certainly isn't going to do any economic damage to the Saudis. They love that. Maybe if we were to put America first, we would try to optimize things for cheap energy here in America. Let me play you the clip talking about this $300 per barrel oil is not impossible.
Yes, actually, because they are talking the market up, and I really want to reiterate here that it is based on faulty economics. What you hear out of Saudi Arabia is their need for $80 oil to maintain a standard of living. That's not market economics. So we're talking about a situation where they want to continue to pay their bills, their extravagant living, as well as juice the bucks for the Aramco IPO. So I think at this point, Saudi and OPEC and Russia want to keep oil in that sweet spot, and that sweet spot is $65 to $75 a barrel. At that level, oil producers can still make a living. They can still pay their bills. And also at that level, and this is more important, that the consumer will not balk at these prices at the pump.
But I thought that the price we were watching was $50 to $65, and all of a sudden now it's re-rated.
All right, let's hold it right there. Yeah, they want to get it up to $100 a barrel, folks. MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, wants to fund his new special city. He wants to try to transform his economy. He wants to try to grab as much money as he can. He's concerned that he's going to see a decrease in oil, and he would like to have a monopoly on this as well. And so, as Wall Street Journal points out, there's growing concern. Foreign investors are losing some hunger for U.S. debt. See, it's all about the petrodollar. It's all about getting the price of oil high. And it is not about doing anything in your interest. That's not what the Saudis are concerned with. Foreign investors' appetite this year, says the Wall Street Journal, for U.S. debt has not grown at the same pace as the government's borrowing needs. Oh, yeah, that's right. We cut taxes, but then, of course, we do things that are going to make the price of oil skyrocket. It's going to eat up the tax cuts for the middle class. And they continue to spend, even in the face of record tax receipts. They continue to create record tax deficits. They say the behavior of these bidders is crucial for the ability of the U.S. to fund itself at a time when the budget deficit is forecast to surpass $1 trillion by 2020. That's right, we need expensive oil. We need to have a strong Saudi Arabia that's going to support the petrodollar. We're going to have a strong Federal Reserve, and you can screw the American people. Kind of the plan that we've seen for decades, isn't it? All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to be talking to Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. And if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in that the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so
So it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Larry Pratt, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. He's been the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America for the past 30 years. You can find them at gunowners.org. So joining us now is Larry Pratt. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Pratt.
David, thank you very much for having me. I always appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I wanted to get your take on some of the things that are happening. First of all, yesterday we had the reactions to the Pope's tweets over the weekend saying we have to ban all weapons. Kind of vague as to what he meant by that. He says, do you really want peace? Then let's ban all weapons so we don't have to live in fear of war. So is he talking about knives, guns, weapons of mass destruction, or weapons of war? Of course, everybody was, oh, these assault weapons, they're weapons of war, so you shouldn't have them anyway. But we just had somebody in New York. A man was caught attacking his 38-year-old wife with a screwdriver as she was sitting in a New York barbershop. So maybe we should also include screwdrivers in that.
Well, I wonder if anybody has had an opportunity to ask the Pope if he was thinking about disarming the Swiss Guard that protect the Vatican.
Yes, they're very
well armed.
Some people have made that point on Twitter. That's right. And not just, I mean, you've got the ceremonial Swiss Guard. I mean, they've got spears. Those things are dangerous too, you know, but I imagine he's got some real serious guards there that are carrying some firearms, not spears.
But it's in the back. Yes. So, without hypocrisy, without double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all. And I think this Pope qualifies as a liberal.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, when we look at this, let's talk a little bit, because you and I have talked in the past about this bump stock ban and about other methods, that, you know, to pander to the gun control crowd, that we have seen Republicans like, Governor Scott, who's now running for Senate in Florida, pander to these people by saying, all right, we're going to get rid of bump stocks and we're going to make it so that, people under 21 years of age cannot get a gun of any format. I mean, is that really substantially different than what the Pope was telling people?
Not at all. The whole idea is that some things are just too dangerous for the, mm-hmm. quote, average guy to have in his possession. And at least here in America, we have a constitutional answer to that. Not only does the Second Amendment explicitly protect the people's right to keep and bear arms, but sometimes we don't really deal enough with the for the security of a free state part of the Second Amendment. And that free state was not talking about Virginia remaining free from England or something of that sort. It was talking about a free society, a society that can maintain its freedom from the government. The colonists had that so clearly in mind because that's what it was happening when they finally went to war in Lexington and Concord on that day in April of 1775. They were very much talking about the government had been out of whack, and they were willing to stand and die in order to defend their ammunition, which was what the British that day were trying to confiscate from the magazines at Lexington and in Concord. So the whole American notion has been from that very moment when the people stood up to the tyranny of their government. And it was our government. We were British subjects at that point. We became citizens legally, arguably, the day those shots were fired. But we've got to keep in mind what John Adams told us, that the American Revolution began in the minds of Americans 10 years before the first shot was fired, because the clergy of our country, perhaps a yeah. good third of them, were firebrand preachers talking about the boot of tyranny from George III had to be taken off our necks. And if they wouldn't listen to us, well, then there was only one other way to get it done. And they were preparing their congregations for war. And when the war came, when the time came, they would give a sermon, and I've got one of the fellows, Peter Muhlenberg, a Lutheran pastor, reproduction of him up on my wall. He's shown pulling off his clerical cape or gown, and as he finished a sermon about it's time for peace and a time for now, it's a time for war, that came right out of Ecclesiastes, and he marched down the center aisle of the church and mustered his men to go and fight with George Washington. They didn't come back for 8 years, and that was typical in the colonies. The preachers were the guys that were leading the charge, and they rode with their men.
Yeah, you know, I also recall one of the pastors, as they were getting ready to go to war with some of these people, they were tearing, according to the statements, they were tearing out sheets out of the hymnal by Thomas Watts, using it as wadding, and said, give them watts, boys. So they were actually tearing up their hymnals and using it to load, as part of the loading of the muzzle loaders as well. But they understood where this was all headed. I mean, it wasn't simply about taking the guns. It was a large spectrum here. They had come to America in most cases because they were trying to escape religious persecution. And they saw that the British were usurping their rights of self-government in many different ways, the right to decide what their taxes were going to be. And they knew that religious persecution was just around the corner. Anybody who is paying attention today understands that religious persecution is not around the corner. It is already being rolled out in many jurisdictions, as we see other secular agendas being pushed in, as we see Christianity being pushed into a closet door, as we see the agenda of the transgender individuals being pushed on people and saying, well, if you're a Christian organization, you're going to be forced to do this or that. It is rolling out in a number of ways. But as we go back to the bump stock thing, when I look at this, it reminds me, I mean, it is something that was essentially a gimmick device, as many people pointed out. The only time it's ever been alleged to have used in a shooting is in the Las Vegas shooting, which has so many question marks over that official government narrative. And as many people pointed out, if in fact that was used, if he was using shooting it one at a time, he would have been far more effective in terms of killing people. And that's typically what happens in a situation like this. But the key thing here is that just as the colonists understood that this tax that was imposed on them was imposed without their authorization, and even though it was a small tax of 3%, it set the precedent. And we have now, with this banning of bump stocks, have set a precedent that we're going to regulate guns in a very different way, haven't we?
I think your point is even stronger when we consider that at the time all this was happening, one of the many irritations that was emanating from London, bothering the colonists, was that the crown had placed an embargo on the importation of ammunition. And when they saw that happen, and it was perhaps 2 years before the hostilities began, I think that told many of them, this is not going to end well, because not only did they need their guns for hunting, they needed their guns to protect themselves and their communities from the French and the Indians, who were constantly harassed.
And of course, the ammunition is a key thing, and the gun controllers have understood that. We've had a lot of measures put out to tax ammunition to make it unaffordable for people. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And we're going to talk about what is up with the banks organizing boycotts, with the CDC saying this is a medical issue. We're going to attack gun control and the Second Amendment from a medical angle.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber.
and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and with us in this segment is Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. You can find them at gunowners.org. And Larry, I referred to this situation in the New York barbershop. The individual who attacked his 38-year-old wife with a screwdriver comes up behind her. Sneak attack, it's an ambush. They caught it on videotape. He started stabbing her. She didn't know what was happening. He's stabbing her using the screwdriver as a knife or as a shiv. And you've got other people there. The guy who's a shop owner tries to wrestle him away from the wife, but he is overpowered. And the guy who, is there, you have this situation where when we look at people, let's say women or elderly individuals, a gun is something that equalizes them in an attack. Nobody can do anything if somebody's going to ambush you with a sneak attack. But if it's a one-on-one situation, then it doesn't come to an issue of strength. And that is one of the fundamental things about the Second Amendment, the God-given right to protect ourselves from criminals like this or from other types of attack. And so when we look at this particular situation, as I said, well, he's trying to drag the guy away from the woman, but the guy was just simply too strong for him and kept stabbing. When we look at this and we look at what's going on in London, there's a place where they have banned guns for a very long time, and yet they're seeing a lot of shootings happening in London. They're seeing a lot of knife attacks happening in London. And so their idea is that since gun control works so well, well, actually it didn't because they're still having people shot with it. Well, we'll try knife control. We'll ban all knives. As some of the people point out with to the Pope, Cain killed Abel. And as long as you've got rocks around, you're still going to have weapons.
Yeah, in fact, the Bible doesn't even tell us what Cain used to murder his brother.
That's right.
And
that's right.
As I've thought about that, it tells me that the concern that God is pointing to is not what kind of weapon, but what kind of evil is in the heart of man that would mm-hmm. lead to using any weapon, anything, as a weapon to take another person's life. The mindset of the authorities in New York City is it's very tragically deadly and just not connected to the real world. Years ago, David Dinkins was the mayor of New York City, and when a couple was shot, tourists in the subway down waiting to get a train, he said, well, this just shows that we need more. They were knifed, because you were suggesting that to me from your previous remarks. They were knifed, and he said, this shows that we need more gun control. They are so convinced that the use of any effective force in self-defense is only going to lead to more violence. And mm-hmm. I think that may be one of the underpinnings of their thought that we've just got to pass laws to get rid of guns. Well, as you say, they did it in London, and their murder rate is there. These are cities of comparable population size, New York and London. And London now has more murders in the last month or quarter of the year than does New York City.
For the first time in 200 years. And they're having drive-by shootings like they did in Chicago. So clearly it is a heart issue. It's the person issue. And as we've said for so long, and the liberals don't like this, they said, well, it's not the gun that kills people. It's the people who kill people. They have a different group of people in London than they did before. That's unfortunately the truth. And with a different group of people, with a different culture there, you have seen the violence go up, and in spite of any prohibitions that they do. But I think it also underscores the absurdity of this, as we've got people being run down with vehicles. We've got people having acid thrown on them. We've got people being shot in London. We've got people that have, all these different attacks, knifed and so forth. And so their philosophy is, well, let's ban the guns, let's ban the knives. They've already supposedly banned the acid. None of that stuff has worked. They're going to ban the cars as well. They're going to have us sitting in a padded cell in a straitjacket, and you will still have people who will go out there and kill people, because that's the human nature, and criminals aren't going to follow the rules, are they?
No, that's kind of the basic nature of the criminal. You and I will obey the law either because we think the law is just, or perhaps because we're afraid of the consequences, and the criminal is just not willing to think in those terms. But it's interesting that in our country, we have a system that allows for some, if you will, experimentation. States can do things somewhat differently many times from the feds, and certainly many times from each other. Well, there are now a dozen or more states that have what we call constitutional carry. You want to carry a gun? Good. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your purse. As long as you don't break any laws, you're fine. And what has happened over the last 10 years in Alaska, maybe a little bit more, where they enacted such a law, their violent crime rate actually went down. We have more guns in ownership in America in the last 20 years, and yet the violent crime rate has actually fallen quite substantially. So the notion that if just regular Joes like you and me were to have a gun, that somehow that's going to lead to all kinds of mayhem, the opposite seems to be happening.
Absolutely. Take a look at the Gun-Free School Zone Act that was put in. It was created by Biden, and it was signed into law by George H.W. Bush, and yet it was solved, you know, the problem of making schools vulnerable because you make them a gun-free zone. That problem was solved by local governments, and it was solved more than 10 years ago by many jurisdictions here in Texas, where you had the elected sheriff and you had the elected school board said, we have a God-given right, we have a Second Amendment, and we are going to protect our students. And we don't really care what Washington says. I think that really is the path to move forward, having constitutional carry, having people who are going to be elected in office as sheriffs and school board members. That's the way that we protect ourselves, not with some savior in Washington, because these people in Washington never deliver on this. As a matter of fact, it's looking now like they are going after the Second Amendment itself.
Yeah, they sure are. The retired Supreme Court Justice Stevens said he thought the Second Amendment should be repealed. But where his ideas are put into place, people lose their lives, they lose their money, they lose their freedom. These people have no concept of how the world really works. They live in I think the liberal judges himself and other liberals, at least, by what did you intend to happen? And they seldom stick around for a post evaluation of what just did happen. And when 98% of our mass murders occur in these gun-free zones, those of us that don't think by feeling and by what he intended to do, but actually what happened, we can see that there is blood on the hands of legislators who keep guns out of the hands of average people, average citizens, and making it so they can't defend themselves. So the data are so graphic. 98% of our mass murders in gun-free zones since 1950, if you're traveling somewhere and they say no guns in a restaurant or a hotel or whatever, probably ought to find another place.
Yeah, and when we come back, we've got just a little bit of time left in this segment. When we come back, I want to talk about the CDC, because we just recently had a study that was produced by some professors at Florida State University about 25 years ago. They looked at it and they said, we think that the defensive use of guns is not really being reported. We think it's probably about 2.5 million uses of guns for personal defense that are not being counted. The CDC then took it upon themselves to do a couple of studies. Those studies, these professors have now learned 25 years later, validated their conclusions. But the CDC kept those studies secret. And now we have people, we have a group of nurses writing an op-ed piece at The Hill saying, we've got to get the CDC involved here. We need to attack this from a medical standpoint, talking about how the new CDC director, Robert Redfield, is very open to this, doing medical research on this, try to get them involved in gun control, as they have been for quite some time, but even more openly involved in that. And, of course, these nurses call for the repeal of the Second Amendment, just like the retired Supreme Court justice. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5 year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we have one more segment with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Again, you can find them at gunowners.org. Larry, I want to talk about the CDC, and I want to talk about healthcare professionals who want to pursue gun control, calling it a public health issue or calling it a mental health issue. We've got a lot of people on the Republican side who want to say, hey, this is a mental health issue. Look, I have no problem with taking guns away from crazy people. But I think that if somebody is truly crazy, they need to be committed and locked up, because as we've been saying before, you don't need a gun to kill people if you're crazy. If you got a problem, you can kill them with a car, you can kill them with a rock, you can kill them with a knife, whatever. So if the person is crazy, give them due process. That's something that I'm very concerned about. You don't just take away the gun and do due process later or never. You don't lock somebody away without due process either. But if they are found to be a mental danger, they're mentally ill and they're a danger to other people, put them away. But we have this organization, a group of nurses writing an op-ed piece for The Hill. And they said this, Larry. They said, to protect our patients, we as nurses are rising to an important recognition that the time has come to follow a constitutional approach to address gun violence. First, they talk about the medical issues and they say, well, that's good. The CDC is doing what they can and we need to pursue that angle, but we gotta change the Constitution. They said the Constitution needs to be amended to protect the lives of our patients. They said it has to be at the center of conversations surrounding gun violence, and then they quote a bunch of organizations who are in favor of amending the Constitution. The Academy, the American Academy of Nursing, the American Nurse Association, the American Psychiatric Nurses Association, and the American Public Health Association have all called for a ban on firearms, and they said moving forward, this needs to be rooted in the context of changing the Constitution.
Yes, indeed. So it was almost as if Justice Stevens, when he made his rather stunning remark that the Second Amendment should be repealed, was opening a floodgate. And these groups, which have been supportive of anti-Second Amendment laws for quite some time, seem to have been blossoming now with a call for doing away with the right of the people to keep and bear arms. It shouldn't surprise us because these groups that you've referred to primarily are inhabiting academia. And they have been in a liberal environment for a long time. And it's something that they imbibe with their environment where they are. So we're not too surprised at this, but we do have to call them out and say, you have not done your homework. You claim to be some kind of studious person. You've got these advanced degrees in medical practitioners' lines of work. But in fact, you haven't looked at the data that show that where guns are more abundant, crime is lower. And I referred to this statistic earlier, but we know that over the last 20 years, violent crime has been declining quite substantially, almost by 50%. And yet the amount of gun ownership for individual Americans has almost doubled. So there seems to be an inverse relationship between gun ownership and the availability of firearms and crime. So if you want to lower crime, tell criminals that it's going to hurt them.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, they're talking about the CDC, talking about their new director, which has been put there under Trump, Robert Redfield, saying, yeah, let's do some of these studies. And as I pointed out earlier, that FSU study, when they came out and said, well, we think it's about 2.5 million incidents a year, that was accurate. And the CDC decided at that time that they would do their own studies to disprove it. When their studies confirmed it, they concealed that information. And those defensive uses of guns were more than triple the offensive uses of guns, which is exactly what that's the bottom line as to why you have less gun violence in areas where people are allowed to have guns to defend themselves. But we see the medical community there. And now, as we have seen for 20 some odd years, they have hidden the effectiveness of defensive gun use deliberately from people when they couldn't prove it that, you know, when the data didn't go their way, they hid it. But now they are pursuing this, I think, in a new angle, not only the mental health issue, but now these groups, as pointed out, are openly calling for the Constitution to be amended. But let's talk about the banks, for example. We had some moves by President Obama to try to put financial pressure on people who were selling guns and so forth. But now it has become very much a virtue signaling by these banks, by other retailers, to try to shut down the sale and the manufacture of guns. So we've had Bank of America and Citigroup. We have New American pointing out banks and credit card companies are attacking the Second Amendment as well. They have restricted loans to companies that sell or manufacture firearms. Then we had Senator Mike Crapo, Republican of Idaho, Senate chairman of the Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, sent a letter to the banks and said, why are you using your leverage, your financial leverage, to try to create social policy? But that is something that they actually are doing, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of these companies, from what I've been able to tell, have an advertising strategy, and we're talking about one of the ramifications of that, that is guided by some young millennial, oftentimes women, who have an innate fear and distrust of firearms, and without paying a never mind to the data, they think it's just politically correct to get their companies advertising in such a way that's harmful to the Second Amendment. And now we're seeing this move by the banks, which, as you mentioned, began under President Obama's regime. They were operating a thing they called Operation Choke Point. They were going to choke off loans from the banks to firearms companies. Well, happily, I think most companies are going to be able to find a bank, often perhaps a local independent bank, which is going to be rather responsive to the local community. And I did that. Even here in Northern Virginia, I was able to find a bank that was not part of the Bank of America or one of these conglomerates. And now I do my banking there, and it's just as convenient as it would be if I were with a large institution. For one thing, most payments are now made by credit card and or electronic transfer. So we don't really need a widely available bank with branches all over the place. It's enough to just go find that local bank that has a good rating, and you can get those ratings online. The one I found has an A rating. There may be some that are slightly better, but A is pretty good, and it's a lot better than Citibank and Bank of America, by the way. If we're going to have a financial crunch, it's those big boys that are so silly with it. Well, we're talking about one silly policy regarding self-defense, but it extends to many other areas, including the very nature of the way their institutions operate. So,
We've only got a couple of minutes left, Larry, and I want to get to something else too, because you know, we talk about these virtue signaling corporations. We talk about the social media censorship. But to give you an idea as to how dangerous things really are, we've got Governor Scott, who's running for Senate, and we have the Republican Party in Florida essentially doing the same kind of virtue signaling, the same kind of censorship that we've seen on Twitter and Facebook, disinviting Dinesh D'Souza from the Sunshine Summit. The Republican Party of Florida has announced that they are going to expel him. Why? Because he put up some comments about these kids from the Parkland shooting, David Hogg and others who have been the avatars for gun control. They put these kids up at front, and you, even though they're in the sphere or the public arena arguing for gun control, telling us what policy should be, you are not allowed to comment about them. He made the mistake of commenting about these kids, saying, showing a picture of disappointed students in the House gallery with the caption, "Adults 1, kids 0. So for that, the Republicans have banned Dinesh D'Souza from speaking in Florida.
Well, what it tells you is that there are Republicans that are just as snowflakey as many Democrats are. And frankly, I would love to think that there might be a primary opponent to Governor Scott. Yeah. Probably not likely, because he's got the name ID. He's been governor for some time. But he's going to be a real problem if he gets to Washington. And I tell you, gun owners of America would just love to find a viable candidate who could oppose Governor Scott, because he's acting as if there's only one area from which accountability is going to be demanded, and that's these folks that are so willing to disregard, if not overturn, the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And they don't belong in government. And
that's
we've
right.
got to, we the people have got to do something. Now, good news is that just recently, I think it was over the weekend, I've been traveling, I'm not sure, but there was a large turnout of people in Rhode Island against this very kind of bump stock nonsense.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that that regulation regulates a part of the firearm that even the BATF under Obama said, we don't have any jurisdiction over that. And now we've got Republicans, we've got the Trump administration, as well as this Governor Scott with his virtue signaling saying, yeah, we're going to do that now. Thank you for joining us. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, as I was just pointing out with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, you've got the Republican Party in Florida banning Dinesh D'Souza because he made some remarks, adults one, kids zero, because of these gun control kids from Parkland. Oh, well, that was disgusting and inappropriate, said the Florida Republicans. And of course, we have Governor Scott pandering to these people. Oh, yeah, we'll give you the whatever you want to ban. You want to change the age at which people can get guns and all this kind of stuff. This is the desperate straits that we're in. Not only ignoring people's God-given right to self-defense, protecting the Constitution, but also shutting down free speech. Shutting down free speech. You expect to see this from Facebook. We expect to see it from Twitter. Did you expect to see it from the Republican Party against somebody who is attacking these beloved icons of the left? Nothing can be said about these kids. Let me tell you something. It's been months since that attack occurred. If they have recovered sufficiently that they want to engage in policy debate, if they want to get into the public arena, they are fair game. And, of course, it hasn't stopped the left from attacking Kyle Kashuv, who has taken the opposite viewpoint, protecting gun ownership and our right and our freedom, our God-given right to protect ourselves. He gets out there and others like him, and they are attacked by CNN and the rest of the mainstream media. Nobody says anything to them about that. They can't, they're fair game. It's just the people like David Hogg that you can't say anything about. And while we're talking about Facebook, as Breitbart has pointed out, they have now reversed course on their fake news warnings. Remember, they would tag articles coming from certain news organizations in an effort to ban entire news organizations like InfoWars, like Breitbart. Oh, if it's a story from them, we're going to label it as fake. And we're going to see this story. You're going to see some kind of a pop-up menu or something that they had there that says, oh, this is disputed. This site cannot be relied on and so forth and so on. They said they found that after they used those fake news article warnings, those pop-up warnings, they actually prompted more people to look and share the articles. Backfired on them. Because it's like, oh, Facebook doesn't want me to see this. This has always been the case. We've had government organizations or corporations that said, you can't look at InfoWars. No, it's not allowed. It's prohibited. It's like, oh, really? Well, what is it that you don't want me to see? And then they go there and they take a look at it. It's the Streisand effect, or maybe we should start calling it the Facebook effect. People have forgotten who Barbra Streisand is for the most part. We need to call it the Facebook effect, the censorship effect. We can say, yeah, you tell people you don't want to see, don't look at that, don't look at that, and they want to look at that. So they are going to get rid of those pop-up fake news warnings, and they've got a new tactic. As a report at InfoWars yesterday, Facebook has a downvote button that they're going to use, and that's going to censor fake news. See, everything that is being created right now in America and the EU, they say, well, we're going to have these independent organizations, you know, independent like Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah, they don't have a point of view, do they? Or Snopes. Oh, they're totally objective. They don't have a point of view whatsoever. Or some government organization or some Soros organization. They're going to sit there and they're going to decide what is real and what isn't. Now, you cannot make that determination. You will be protected from having to make that determination. You'll be protected from having to think. You'll be protected from seeing anything. And as I said when I was talking to Sabo and Ben Garrison, the very effective cartoonist, I said, you know, for the longest time, we had mainstream media that controlled the newspapers and broadcast media. And they would hide your eyes and they would hide your ears. See no evil, hear no evil. Now we have the social media companies, and it is now not just trying to hide your eyes and your ears so you don't see or hear anything they don't want you to hear, but they don't want you to be able to share that. So they put a hand over your mouth as well. That's it. All three of them. See no evil, hear no evil, share no evil.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. And if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in that the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome to my world. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at some other news before we get into war and peace. What's going on with North Korea? What's going on with China? China is out there buying diplomatic recognition from small countries, paying them billions of dollars, trying to isolate Taiwan. We may be looking at the wrong threats as we're looking at Iran and Syria. I still think that China, even Russia, is the greatest threat to this country. So we're going to take a look at that, as well as Cardinal Pell, who is now going to have to face a trial in Australia, the number three guy at the Vatican. We're going to give you an update on that. And an update on the Michelle Wolf issue, the back and forth, the stupid, dirty jokes, the foul mouth, and the unfunny comments. Roseanne Barr has weighed in on this. And she has smacked down the a-hole, Michelle Wolf. She says, comedy comes from love, not hate. In a series of tweets, I think Roseanne Barr got it exactly right. She said, they're using women to attack and to bully women. And she said, here's the first rule of comedy. Never target someone more famous than you who is also in the audience. You will lose the entire crowd. Well, they're not going to lose the people at the White House correspondence dinner because that entire crowd is with her. But yeah, lose the entire crowd in the rest of the country. That's basically what happened. I think it's going to be a backfire, just like Michael Wolff and his book backfired. But here's Roseanne Barr's second rule of comedy. Comedy comes from love, not hate. If you feel hate, you won't get laughs. Third rule of comedy, says Roseanne Barr, the comic has to be the a-hole, not the audience. And then she said, note, these rules of comedy are my own, learned from bombing 10,000 times. So there you go. And I would add, there's another rule. Those are Roseanne Barr's three rules of comedy. What makes something funny and what really destroys you in front of an audience? But as I reported yesterday, what is really behind this is rule number 5 of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, and that is ridicule. And I think it's rule number 5. I'm not certain of that number, but it is. Here's his rule. Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Ridicule is the most effective weapon. There is no answer to it. And that is why you now no longer really have comedians on late night comedy. You have people out there who are just hateful ridicule. It's not funny. We don't find it funny. I mean, it used to be funny. You could, look, if you support somebody, you can still laugh along with them and laugh at them. I mean, that was always a tradition of roasts, comedy roasts. Don Rickles used to do that a lot, and it was kind of vicious what he would do. Certainly wouldn't be able to get away with that today with the environment of political correctness. But it was kind of cringeworthy, some of the things that Don Rickles would say roasting people. But you could laugh along with it, and they would have the person and their friends that would come out, and their friends would say things like that to attack him. So, you know, you can look at President Trump. If you like President Trump, you can still find humor in what he does. You could do the same thing with Obama, but I don't remember them ever doing any kind of ridicule with Obama. Do you? I don't remember that. But it used to be that way. It used to be that way when you had Jay Leno, who was funny. He would roast both sides. And it really wasn't coming from a position of hate, as Roseanne Barr said. You know, it has to come from a position of love or amusement. You have to look kind of like the jerk in this whole thing. But you know, it's just that's where entertainment has gone. Everything in this country has now become highly politicized. Even where you go to the bathroom and how you go to the bathroom and how many gallons your tank uses to flush. Everything is politicized and it is dictated to us from Washington, D.C. You got to have a 1.6 gallon toilet that doesn't work. Rand Paul has talked about that many times. You can't have separated male and female bathrooms and on and on and on. It never ends. They want to manage every detail of our life. And I tell you what, the sad joke is that, you know, the joke used to be, you know, don't make a federal case out of it. We make a federal case out of everything. And if we don't make a federal case out of it, the feds make a federal case out of it. And they never cease. Part of it is this ongoing Game of Thrones and political intrigue that we see coming out of Washington. I think one of the most absurd issues, and of course it's occupied everybody far more than it should have, as to who was going to be, you know, what was going on with this guy, Ronny Jackson. He had been serving under 3 presidents. He had had some charges made against him back in 2012 that really weren't substantive. The Obama administration said, no, there's nothing to this. And he continued on in that position under Obama. He continued on the position under President Trump. President Trump said, well, we're going to put you in charge of the VA. And then because of political issues, because of this Game of Thrones issue, they come after him. And that preoccupies everybody, even though we've got massive war and peace issues, even though we've got massive border issues and so forth. It's always this Game of Thrones intrigue, the court intrigue that's going on. And guess where it is coming again? It's kind of interesting to see Mike Pence at the center of so much of this. You know, it was Mike Pence who was pushing the charges against General Flynn. And I have never, to be honest with you, never quite trusted Mike Pence since then. It was a garbage charge, even more so than this situation with Ronny Jackson. I don't know what Ronny Jackson was going to do or not. I don't know if he's going to be a good guy or not. And there's nothing really that political about controlling the VA. Yeah, try to make the place work. I mean, that is an issue of whether or not you can get that massive bureaucracy to actually perform its mission, not what your politics are on it. But the fact that they took out General Flynn, who had been very candid and had been in opposition of the long-term military-industrial complex, the neocon people that we've been talking about the first hour of this program, the very fact that they were so anxious to get him out and that they used Mike Pence to get him out. And now we have seen this again. His physician, Dr. Jennifer Pena, is being reported by CNN, by many news outlets, as being the person who was making the salacious allegations against Ronnie Jackson. And there's been a lot of reports, and I've had people contacting me privately talking about the connection between the neocon branch of the Republican Party and, of course, Nikki Haley. There's no question about Nikki Haley. That's where she has hung her hat. But the connections between her and Mike Pence. I think we need to be very concerned about the political intrigue that is happening with Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, driving people like Mike Flynn out, entrapping them, harassing them, berating, driving them into bankruptcy, getting them to agree to something that is not a crime. You know, isn't it interesting that we can have people like James Clapper lie under oath to the American people, to Congress, and he did it famously years ago in the statute of limitations when he said, well, we're not doing any dragnet surveillance, Senator Wyden, on the American people. He was lying then. He lied under oath. And he got away with it. And he's done it again. And we've got Comey doing the same thing. And we've got McCabe doing the same thing. Why is it that these FBI and CIA and intelligence officials can lie under oath and publicly, but if you make a statement to them, to any of these federal agents, even when you are not under oath, even when you don't know that you are being that you are under an inquisition, as is the case with General Flynn, if you say something to them that is not even substantive, but it is different than something you said to somebody else, they will send you to jail. They have tried to do this with Flynn. They did it with Martha Stewart. She was never convicted of insider trading. It was simply that entrapment. So you lie to an FBI agent, even if you're not under oath, even if it's not substantive, even if it isn't a crime, what you did. You know, they ask you, what is your favorite color? Blue. No, I mean red. Oh, that's it. You're going to jail. Remember the Monty Python routine? I've talked about that before, you know. Answer me these three questions, if you get one of them wrong, you go right into the pit, into the abyss. Well, that's what the FBI does here. But they can say whatever they want about things that are core to national security. Nothing happens to them.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The number three individual at the Vatican treasurer, Cardinal George Pell, went back to Australia. They had hearings there to decide whether or not they were going to proceed with pedophile charges. These are old charges. What they did in Australia was what we need to do here in America, and that is to remove the statute of limitations for pedophilia. We don't have a statute of limitations for murder, but you can murder a child's soul, and you can get away with it if they don't cry out in 3 years. So they corrected that in Australia. And as a result of that, they had Cardinal Pell go back and answer charges. And the court has come back. They have dismissed several of the more serious charges against Pell. But the magistrate announced that he would still be committed to a trial. So they're going to move forward with this. He's 76 years old. He's facing multiple charges of historical sex assault offenses from a number of complainants. He has vigorously denied all charges. The magistrate's decision is still being read with the possibility of additional charges, reports True Pundit. The Ledger also points out that he is the finance minister, actually the former finance minister. I guess they had to get somebody to take his place in his absence. He was charged last June with sexually abusing multiple people in his Australian home state of Victoria. The details of the allegations have yet to be released to the public. The crimes allegedly occurred decades ago. And they point out that for Pope Francis, who just told us, hey, let's get rid of all weapons. Let's go, okay, well, what exactly are you talking about? We don't know if he's talking about nuclear weapons. Is he talking about biological weapons, chemical weapons? Is he talking about the autonomous killing robots that are coming online? Or maybe it's just the things that you have to defend yourself. Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about the other stuff. But ain't gonna happen. We can say that we're gonna wish them away into the cornfield, but it's not going to happen. That toothpaste is now out of the tube. And so the question is, how are we going to try to contain it? Now, that's a Pandora's box, if you want to look at it that way. And you're not gonna get the stuff back in there. So the only thing that you can do, the best option, and the only option that you have is to recognize that we each have a God-given right to protect ourselves, and that good people are going to, we need to have good people who are armed. But nevertheless, going back to Pope Francis and this situation, I said for Francis, it is a threat to his credibility. You think? This is a guy who came in and said, we got to do something about this problem with pedophilia in the Catholic Church. He promised a quote-unquote zero-tolerance policy. Remember when he went down to Chile and there were accusations there? And then before, first he's having some nice meetings with everybody, and then as he leaves, he trash-talks the accusers who are there, said that they were scandalous. I mean, he just burned everything that he had done in a day or so of that. Advocates for abuse victims, says the Ledger, have long railed against Pope Francis's decision to appoint Pell to the high-ranking position in the first place. He was already accused of having been involved in a cover-up. He wasn't accused personally at the time that he was appointed to the position of treasurer or the financial position there in the Vatican, the number three position. At the time of his promotion, he was already facing allegations that he had mishandled cases of clergy abuse during his time leading the church in Melbourne and Sydney, Australia. The Australian Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse revealed last year that 7% of Catholic priests were accused of sexually abusing children in Australia over the past several decades. Now, remember, when we had the controversy on Good Friday, there was the Marxist atheist that seems to be really good friends with Pope Francis. And in spite of the fact that there's all these different scandals that keep coming out, every time Pope Francis talks to this guy, it turns into a scandal. The guy writes an article, and then it becomes this big scandal blow-up. Well, the very first time that happened, he met with Pope Francis, and Pope Francis said, yeah, I think it's about 2%. 2% of the priests who are child abusers. Well, that was a big number. I mean, you multiply that out, that was about 8,000 pedophiles inside the church. Now the church pushed back on that and said, well, he didn't really say that, so forth. And so he continues to meet with this guy, even though every time the guy meets with him and writes an article, and it's scandalous, you know, it's always scandalous, and they say, well, he didn't say that exactly. But the Australian commission into this said, no, it's not 2%, it's 7%. But have you seen the Pope do anything about this yet? No. No, you haven't seen anything happen with that. In testimony to the commission in 2016, Cardinal Pell conceded that he had made mistakes. Made mistakes. Mistakes have been made. Yeah, you never hear anybody say, I have done something wrong. I have sinned or what? No, no, no. Mistakes were made. It's just a mistake. He often believed priests over people who said they had been abused. And he vowed to help end a rash of suicides. Suicides that have plagued abuse victims in his hometown. Well, let's hope that that happens. Let's hope that something does move forward with that. So that trial is coming up. They're moving to the next stage of that. You know, there's an article on Zero Hedge by John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. And he talks about, he says, dial T for tyranny. You know, I was just talking about in the last segment, we have all these cases of court intrigue. The VA case is the latest one of these. And I believe a lot of this stuff is being driven by Pence and by Nikki Haley, who are maneuvering behind the scenes like some kind of Shakespeare play, Macbeth or something, to try to get themselves in a position. But be that as it may, he actually does make an analogy to that. It says it looks diabolically Shakespearean at times. Yeah, it does. It looks like Macbeth or something, or Richard III. He says, what characterizes American government today is not so much dysfunctional politics as it is ruthlessly contrived governance carried out behind the entertaining, distracting, disingenuous curtain of political theater. And that's what we see all the time. And he gives examples. You say, well, we look at Donald Trump's tweets, or we look at Robert Mueller's Russian probe, or we look at the legal troubles of Michael Cohen, or the porn star Stormy Daniels, or Michelle Wolf's tasteless stand-up routine. All of this stuff, right? And let's not pay attention to what is happening here at home. Yeah, we can get caught up in North and South Korea and Syria and Iran. Don't look at what's happening here at home. Let's keep everybody distracted with the dog and pony shows, with the Punch and Judy show that's happening here. But don't let anybody look at what's not changing here in America, how tyranny is gradually creeping on. He said the players come and go, the protagonist, the antagonist, they trade places, and then we move on to the next spectacle. Oh, yeah, that was yesterday's news. Now let's take a look at the scandal of the day, right? What is happening with the court intrigue? What did this journalist say about President Trump? What did President Trump say about that journalist or whatever? It's always that, but we don't look to see if fundamentally tyranny is moving on just as it planned. He said, none of the dangers posed by the government or any of its henchmen have dissipated. Exactly what I was saying as we played those clips from William Binney. They have merely disappeared from our televised news streams. We're going to pick back up on that, and we're going to talk about some of the things that affect you here in America. Imagine that. What if we looked at what was happening in America instead of Syria, Iran, North and South Korea, you name it, anywhere but what's happening in America? Don't look at that, but we will when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. And if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in that the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. MycoZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The Real Red Pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together,
It's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as I was just talking about this article, John Whitehead, dial T for tyranny. He goes right down the alphabet. He's got every letter in the alphabet. He says, well, A is for the American police state, characterized by bureaucracy, secrecy, perpetual wars, a nation of suspects, militarization, surveillance, widespread police presence, and a citizenry with little recourse against police actions. And he goes on. You know, C is for civil asset forfeiture. I is for the Internet of Things, where they can track every one of your movements. Or J is for jailing for profit, a $70 billion private prison industry. M is for Maine Corps, database of names and information to be used by the government in times of national emergency or under martial law to locate and round up Americans seen as threats to national security. N is for no-knock raids. O is for over-criminalization and so forth. This is the situation that we have. And this is what I find so frustrating on a day-to-day basis as we look at all these scandals coming out of Washington, and he said this about that person, that one said that about that person, and the, you know, the political maneuvering going on by Nikki Haley and Pence and other people in the Trump administration. It's just, you look at this stuff and it's just disgusting. There's an article also on Zero Hedge. Almost two-thirds of Americans have given up on political parties. See, I'm in the majority here. How about that? Citing corruption in government. They had a poll taken recently by USA Today and Suffolk University. They said nearly two-thirds of adult U.S. citizens stay away from the polls during the coming midterm elections. They say they'll do that. And they say that they have given up on political parties and a system that they say is beyond reform and repair. They'd like to see a third party or multiple parties. That's not going to happen. Because even if you make the ballot requirements, they're not going to let those parties get into the debate. Seen that game played a very long time. But I'm not of the mind as some of these people. They said 68% of them, independent voters and party registered voters who said that they're unlikely to vote this year, agree with the statement, I don't pay much attention to politics because it's so corrupt. Well, let me tell you something. You may not pay attention to politics or to corrupt politicians, but they pay attention to you. And so do the corrupt bureaucracies. They pay a lot of attention to you. I just read you some of the stuff that's happening. All right. They're monitoring everything that you're doing. And they're going to be manipulating and controlling your life. Now, what you need to do is you need to rethink the tactics and the strategies that you've been doing. We need to stop putting all of our confidence in fixing the problems of this country and fixing Washington. You're not going to get the problems of this country fixed in Washington. Washington is the problem. And it is having too much power concentrated in one area. It's what the founders warned us of. That's why they created the structure of government that we have, was to stop that kind of consolidation that they called it. We call it a concentration of power in Washington. And as we have seen on multiple cases, I just was talking about it with Larry Pratt. You got George Bush and Joe Biden coming in and say, we're going to take guns away from everybody anywhere close to schools. And it's like, well, we know what happened with that in the aftermath of that, except there were places where at the local level, you had elected sheriffs, elected school boards said, no, we're going to take care of our own people. And we're going to do it by vetting and training and arming teachers and not telling people who they are. So you have that power. You have the power to fix things. I can point out to you what the problems are at the national level, but all I can do is tell you that the solution lies at the local level. It lies in nullification. We can see that with medical marijuana, for example, and with marijuana legalization. The solution to the unconstitutional prohibition that is also not effective. It hasn't worked. It hasn't helped anybody with drugs. The solution to that is local. The solution to that is local. And we have seen these jurisdictions do that. There are some intractable problems like the border that we have to have somebody in Washington that is going to enforce the laws, that is going to take the delegated power that they have as president and use that against overreaching federal judges who do not have the constitutional power to tell the president what to do in terms of enforcing our laws and enforcing our borders. We have to have somebody who's going to stand up and say, DACA is not a law. DACA is not the Constitution. DACA was a memo from a Homeland Security Secretary saying they weren't going to enforce the laws, weren't going to enforce the border. And we're changing that. This is a new administration. We're going to have our own Homeland Security Secretary say, I am going to enforce the borders. I am going to enforce the law. We can have a president who says, like Andrew Jackson, well, you made your decision. Let's see you enforce it. This is a national security issue. I'm going to use the military to protect America's borders, not to get involved in regime change everywhere on earth. And I'm going to use this crushing budget that we just passed. I'm going to take some of that and use it to protect our borders out of the military budget. But of course, we don't have that now. You can, as we're talking about the situation in Florida. We've got Governor Scott there. He's probably going to be the only choice between him and a gun-grabbing Democrat. And yet he is somebody who has now said, well, I'm not going to let Dinesh D'Souza talk because he made a wisecrack about David Hogg. That is beyond the pale. Can't have that, says Governor Scott. How pathetic is that? A new type of poverty is crushing the middle class. Do you care about that? It's the warfare welfare state. But it's a new kind of poverty. As Zero Hedge is pointing out, you got Australian banks are trying to figure out exactly how much they can charge customers before pushing them into poverty. So what they're doing is they're taking a poverty index to calculate what the last marginal dollar is that they can take from you. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the Laffer curve. You know, I understand that President Reagan was trying to sell a tax cut, and I'm all in favor of tax cuts. Let me tell you, I don't agree with Bernie Sanders that that is money that belongs to them. You know, when they're talking about the Republican tax cut that they passed at the end of the year, he goes, you're robbing the Treasury. No, we're not. It isn't your money. We're the ones who worked for it. We're the ones who saved it or invested it. And it is not your money, first and foremost. It is not an expenditure to give us a tax cut. But when we look at the Laffer curve, that was what the Reagan administration was using, the economist Laffer, and they had basically a bell-shaped curve. And they said, see, as you increase tax revenue, or as you increase tax rates, rather, you're going to get an increase in tax revenue up to a certain point. And then as you continue to increase tax rates, your tax revenue is going to flatten out because you're now beating the donkey to death, your beast of burden out there. And then if you keep on doing that, it's not only going to flatten, but it will decline. And we know that's the case. And it always bothered me that even though they were trying to make the case that they were going to make more money if they lowered tax rates, good, that's fine. But it always kind of seemed like they were saying, just exactly how much can we beat the slaves to maximize our output from them? And that's literally what the Australian books are doing right now. They got a commission that is going out there and looking at the strategic policy of banks to use the poverty index in loan calculations to estimate exactly what the last dollar is that they can squeeze out of you. You know, we look at the interest rates that the Fed has imposed on people. And as I'm looking at possible consequences from our multiple Mideast wars that we're now talking about getting involved in, Syria, Iran, what's that going to do to oil? What is a spike in the price of oil going to do to our economy? It takes me back to the 1970s to Clinton and his Carter and his stagflation and so forth. And in the wake of that, we had such high interest rates that they waived the usury laws of the banks. And then even after the engineered crash of 2008, And after they went on very easy money and took the interest rates to zero that they were loaning banks, they were still charging us loan shark rates and not paying any interest on savings. Yeah, loan shark rates. We used to put people in jail for that. It used to be the mafia that did it, but now it's the big mafia, the ones wearing suits.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5 year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, we've got one more segment of the show, and I want to talk about what's going on at the border. I want to talk about what's going on in North Korea, at that border, as well as our border here in America. Remember America? Remember that America First thing Maybe not so much anymore. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. And we have several products that are on special right now. My favorite, BrainForce Plus, 25% off. We also have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation. That is 25% off, as is one of our newer products, BodEase, 25% off. And we have several specials centered around Super Male Vitality, 50% off. So you can get it by itself, 50% off, or in combination, you get Alpha Male, Alpha Power, that's the true Alpha Male combo, they call it. Alpha Power and Super Male Vitality together, 50% off of both of those. Or Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill. You can get those two together for 50% off. Finally, we have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Select Storable Food. Storable for 25 years, made in America, non-GMO. And if you get a 3-month supply of that, you can get an Alexa Pure Gravity Feed, the large one, water filter. And it's the one that we use in my family. That's about a $200 filter there. You can get that for free if you get a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. Take care of your food and your water. And that gives you a big head start right there. 3-month supply of food and an infinite supply of fresh water. As long as you've got a source of water there, you can purify it. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It keeps us free and independent. All right, let's take a look at what's happening at the border. We've got the caravan there. They said, well, you know, we're full up. And they said, we don't really care. And we've got lawyers who are here to help us. And we have judges throughout the judicial system that are going to shut down whatever the president has to say. And so as they're reporting, the caravan members got there, 150 of them. They're chanting, yes, we could. Ooh, that sounds familiar. Let's see. Who was it that said something like that? Oh, that's right. It was Obama. Yes, we can. Well, yes, we could. There you go. That's your Democrat voters being encouraged by lawyers to come into the country. And, of course, we, and those in the Republican Party, are pushing the open borders because they want cheap labor. We'll talk about that in just a moment as well. So 150 of them are chanting, yes, we could. You got three mothers, four of their kids, and an 18-year-old man allowed to get asylum into the country on Monday. 10 are arrested for entering the country illegally. So maybe about, you know, half of the people that come in, even if we see them and intercept them, well, that's right, you just come on in anyway. We don't really know or care what's going on here, right? And we look at North Korea. We've got the report that John Kelly dissuaded President Trump from bringing 25,000 American troops home from South Korea if we have an agreement for denuclearization and peace between North and South Korea. You know, quite frankly, I don't really care if it was Kelly or not. And we can argue about the politics that's going on there. This is being leaked out from a couple of different sources saying that Kelly was a White House official who successfully got Trump to back down on his plan to bring American troops home from South Korea. That's being reported by NBC News. I don't care, really, at this point, who convinced him. The issue is they're staying. It isn't who convinced him. It's the fact that they're staying. Reportedly, as was reported by NBC News, in one heated exchange between the two men before February's Winter Olympics in South Korea, Kelly strongly and successfully dissuaded Trump from ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. troops from the Korean Peninsula, according to the two officials. For Kelly, the exchange underscored the reasoning behind one of his common refrains, which multiple officials described as some version of, I'm the one saving the country. And again, this is part of the Game of Thrones, the Machiavellian maneuvering that's going on there, you know, outing some particular individual. And I really don't care if it's Kelly or not. The bottom line is that the policy is that they're staying. They're not going to be brought home. They're not going to be used to protect the U.S. border. They're going to be there to protect the North and South Korean border. Even if the Korean War officially ends, they're still going to stay. See, that's the military-industrial complex having its way with President Trump. And Nikki Haley is right when she says, with all due respect, I don't get confused. She doesn't get deterred from what her goals are either. She's going to follow through on this neocon interventionist model regardless of what happens. She isn't going to get moved. That's our side that doesn't really know what they're doing. That's our side that goes wobbly. That's our side that gets gaslighted. Not the neocons. Not the globalists. Not the Nikki Haley's. No, they don't get confused. They really don't. And we look at this, more people are sounding the alarm over an apocalypse in Social Security. Of course it's going to happen. You know, we have in 2019 a $2 trillion unfunded liability between Social Security and Medicare. $2 trillion. They say, well, we can fix this, but we have to make sure that younger people don't get Social Security benefits until they're 70 or 75. As I've pointed out before, Social Security has been a lie. The first place that it was created was in Germany. Bismarck set the age of 65 because that was the life expectancy. So now what they're saying is, well, we can have Social Security for you young people. You're just not going to be able to get it until after you're dead because we don't expect you to have a life expectancy beyond 75. So we can make it solvent if we don't actually pay you anything. If we set the age to the point at which we expect most of you to be dead, we can follow through on our commitment on this Ponzi scheme. And before we run out of time, I just want to play one more clip from William Binney. We started the program with clips from William Binney about what's really going on with the military-industrial complex. And I want to give you another one from the guy who blew the whistle on the unconstitutional surveillance of the American public and how they have destroyed the Constitution. Here's what he has to say about the intelligence community. Here's what he has to say about the new Cold War that they want to create.
Your role as a consultant around the Podesta leaks, for example, you met with Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, on October 24th, 2017. When the intelligence community had already made its mind up that Russia hacked the DNC email servers, who initiated that meeting between you and Pompeo? Who was it that asked for Pompeo to meet you?
When I sat down there to meet with him, he said the president told him that he should talk to me about getting facts about Russiagate. To me, that spelled, this is pretty much what I knew anyway, that the intelligence community was not really telling them the truth. And you can just look at what they said in public and testimony about spying. Look what they did about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Look what happened with the Tonkin Gulf affair. This is all intelligence related. And nobody's been telling the truth about those major issues. And we go off and kill a couple million or a couple hundred thousand people, you know, all based on a lie. And so what they're trying to do here is drum up a new Cold War so they can get more trillions of dollars and fleece them from the public so they can do this military industrial intelligence complex, basically the shadow government that basically controls. I call them the Praetorian Guard. They fundamentally have been determining what the emperor does and who it is up until President Trump. Now, he's a little different.
Let's hope that he's a little bit different. Of course, now we've got Benjamin Netanyahu, some of the same people that lied to us about Saddam Hussein. Remember, it was Benjamin Netanyahu in 2002. Not just saying that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. That was easy enough to believe because he had used gas against the Iranians when we told him, hey, they're about to overrun your positions. You might want to do something about this. So in an act of desperation, he used poison gas against Iranian troops. And then we gave him the coordinates of where to drop the poison gas on the Kurds. So we knew he had poisonous gas, but it was Benjamin Netanyahu in 2002 telling us that there was absolutely no question that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. Now he's telling us that about Iran, and they're trying to push us into a war on behalf of Saudi Arabia, who is looking for their economic survival, and Israel, that is concerned about national security issues. Nevertheless, we will be the ones who will be going into the war. And as we look at what's happening in North Korea, the whole idea that came out yesterday is we had multiple reports saying that the White House is looking at Libya as an example of how it will handle potential negotiation with North Korea on dismantling its nuclear program. This is something that John Bolton said on Sunday. Are you kidding me? How stupid is that? If you want to get these people to hand over their weapons, are you going to tell them that we're going to follow the Libyan model where we get him to hand over his weapons and then we come in and hunt him down and kill him? As they pointed out, analysts who study North Korea say Pyongyang often cites the Gaddafi case to show that only nuclear weapons can deter the United States in the long term to ensure the survival of the Kim Jong-un regime. Let me tell you something. If Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons, it's probably doing it for the same reason. because we have been pursuing them for so long. And our foreign policy, and again, it is not a mistake. It was designed to create chaos and perpetual war. That was what it was designed for. Thanks for joining us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.